Yeah, we were up there today. Greg, as you know, I'm part of the National Executive of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors, and we had a meeting as well publicised with the Garda Commissioner, Martin Callan, today, and his Deputy Commissioner, Noreen O'Sullivan, and Assistant Commissioner, Fintan Fanning. The 13-strong executive went in. We expressed our views about resources on the ground and about morale in the force, and the significant financial burden that's been placed, particularly on younger members in the 5 to 15 years of service bracket. And we feel, you know, that they have to take the message that you have to pay the police. The police are the blue line, and that's it. We don't want to be drawn into anything significant. There has been a turning off of the tap, as what they call it, of goodwill. We are working with the other organisations, the 24/7 Alliance, but at the end of the day, resources is an issue, morale is an issue, and the politicians and the Garda Commissioner has to be aware of this.
There is this sense, some would say, that you know, Croke Park 2 is going to be pushed through one way or the other. Gardaí can't strike as in a traditional way that we know. So what options are left open to them to get across the points in a more firm way?
There was a meeting of all the executives of the Frontline Alliance this evening in Croke Park, and I know our General Secretary, John Redmond, when he came out, he said that we cannot accept it. We just cannot accept any further cuts. People are being put below the breadline as such, where they're nearly looking whether I should be a guard anymore or should I be on the dole. So that's a significant challenge for anybody in power. I can't go into the specifics for obvious reasons, but there is, and that was the meeting was about that. The meeting this evening was about that, just to establish or to set down what different factors or what different actions are going to take place.
Very finally,
if
people have been listening to the Garda Commissioner over recent times on a number of issues, he's not at great odds with the government, and now we have guards rank and file at odds with the government. Is the Commissioner doing enough to support his rank and file members?
Well, I would have to say that he has, and he listened with a very sympathetic ear today. We give him the story as it is on the ground. We explained that, you know, the issue about resources I've talked about, simple things like the re-amalgamation of districts and redrawn of boundaries. Patrol cars are an issue, the supply of them are an issue. It's a basic tool in the policeman's armoury as such against crime. You have to get out, you have to patrol, you have to be seen. There is a crime prevention measure there. So he has taken our criticisms or concerns, whichever way you want to look at it, on board. We outlined the case. The meeting lasted over 2.5 hours, so, you know, we'll have to see. Now, we have also acknowledged that he has to work within his budget, and I suppose we're hoping that the politicians will take the mountains from the ground, you know, and, you know, there is a fear of crime out there, unfortunately, and our most important sector is our older people, and we have to protect them, and it behoves everybody in the community to be the eyes and the ears and watch out for criminal activity and let us know if it's taking place, and hopefully we'll have the resources to do something about it.